What's up, folks? It's Friday.
Yeah, this is the daily report, right?
Yeah, one of our little sidetrack
report. Okay. Jenny actually, she went out. She went to the damn post office.
I had to go to the post office because somebody bought something. I forgot that I had a bunch of shit up on sale on eBay.
How did it look out there?
Not too bad. It's like there's still people driving around. The traffic is notably lighter than it would be like normally on a weekday, probably because, you know, kids aren't in school and whatnot. But it didn't really look all that different. Like, right. Even when I went in the, I just touched my face. That's okay. I washed my hand just now. Yeah. But, so when I went to the post office, it looked pretty normal.
Looked normal.
I mean, it's
and
not...
And the parking lots, all there, everybody was at the grocery store and everything. Looked normal.
Yeah. Actually, The Publix parking lot looked full.
Yeah.
But yeah. We haven't been there for several days, so I don't know, like, how empty the shit is.
Friend of the show, Sophie Benjaminson, she sent screenshots, she sent shots off her phone of the damn grocery store in Michigan she was at. It was fucking empty. Bare bones. It was scaring her. I could tell. She's like, look, there's no checking. Look, there's just like whole aisles. I was showing Jenny. Whole empty aisles. But that's just panic buying. They're making food. Food's coming.
I was just reading an article earlier today, and I think the Wall Street Journal did an article as well that was saying like what all these like food companies are doing like to get the food out faster. So they put on people overtime. They're hiring people. Like even people like Domino's and stuff like that is hiring people just like because of the demand and
just
stuff.
Strangely, this might be really good for the economy.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be good for the economy, but they are. But
certain industries are probably making money.
Well,
hands over
yeah, this. They said actually some industries like Sam's, obviously Costco, fast food places where you can get drive through Starbucks, McDonald's. They're actually making about 20% more than this same week last year.
Yeah.
Just because everyone's staying in. So they're ordering, you know, takeout.
Yeah,
guns, and shit like that.
Guns, ammo, any kind of fucking gun accessories, fire shooting related stuff. And you know, U.S. is fucking through the roof. I was looking at online stores. A lot of them just sold out. Everybody's buying everything. They think it's going to be another Katrina, so they want to make sure that their security needs are met. Because
which, you know, fine. But like sense. I said, a lot of shit that people are buying, like I said, the people that are buying, they're just buying because I think what happens is that when something of this magnitude happens, you feel like you don't have any control, which you don't, I mean, to a large extent. So I think it makes you feel better
to cover your own ass.
To go out and buy a bunch of stuff. Like, well, if I have, I need chicken and I need this and that and I need toilet paper.
I totally understand it, man. We were buying early. I saw the shit coming. We got a lot of our shit early.
Well, the thing about us is that...
But we didn't know... I didn't go out and buy fucking 9 cases of toilet paper.
No. And people are still asking. Like I said, I joined an Orlando area Facebook group where everybody's like, hey, if you go out and you see where, you know, toilet paper and shit is, like, tell people. Because some people are still looking around for it.
But what's funny is that they're buying it up faster than they're using it. They're stockpiling it.
That's what I mean.
There's enough toilet paper.
One nice thing is that like places like Costco and stuff like that, they're making it so that if you bought like a shit ton, you can't like take it back and get like store credit after this whole fucking thing. Because they're like, hey, you're just going to
have to use
it. You
bought that shit, it's yours.
Yeah. And also eBay and maybe Amazon, I'm not sure. But eBay has been cracking down on people that are charging like fucking $50 or $100 for a
They're acting like there's more people. There isn't more people. You don't need
That's what I mean. Everyone's just flipping out.
There isn't more people. The demand is exactly the same. It's just that they're buying it up faster than they're delivering it.
Yeah.
For silly reasons.
But yeah,
but
like,
the thing is when the shelves go dry, then they think it's, oh, we got to buy it. It will vanish.
Yeah. They're probably buying shit they don't even like that they're not going to eat.
Yeah. In a couple weeks, it'll
That's
all
what
calm,
I mean. And like I said, your big food companies, you know, that package the food and send it out and stuff, have actually added more people, have added more overtime. They're cross-training people on different jobs so that they can, like, you know, not have to... So they have more shit going on. Yeah. And because a lot of restaurants are kind of like curtailed, what they started doing, I was reading about some companies that, you know, package stuff for restaurants and they package stuff for, you know, like grocery stores and stuff. They said, so they're kind of taking a lot of stuff off the line for restaurants and they're repackaging it in smaller portions so they can get them sent out.
All these Indian restaurants that we like, all these Chinese restaurants, you know, they need to start doing takeout. Bigger than shit.
Well, they do. Well, I mean, you can do takeout, and most of them have started doing delivery as well. Yeah. Or, like I said, even if they don't, if they're still open,
Fifth Element didn't have takeout, did it?
I don't know.
You could probably order it.
You could probably order it, I would think. Most places will do takeout.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, because that wasn't really their main business,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, the main thing was damn buffet.
But even if they don't have delivery drivers of their own, I mean, obviously you can call Grubhub or Uber Eats or whatever like that. Like I said, yes, it's people touching your food, but it's like you can't avoid...
They're touching your food when they're making it.
They're touching your food when you make it. It's like you can't avoid people forever. Like I said, the mailman had to touch your shit, like, to bring it to your mailbox. So it's like, just calm down.
And they're overreacting because this shit is not that deadly. It's not that deadly.
I mean, for some people it will be, and yes, you have to be careful because you don't know if people are immunocompromised or whatever.
For the main populace, though, it's like maybe 2 or 3% fatal, and it's certain demographics.
Yeah, and like I said, if you're in the demographic that has to worry about it, then everybody else should be looking out for you and trying not to, like...
Probably half of us will get it.
You know, it's like don't do dumb shit. Like, don't go out and wipe your nose and touch everything and shit like that. Just be careful if
half
you have
of us
to
are
go
eventually
anywhere.
Gonna get it. I mean, it's just, you know...
I don't know, like I said, I'm not really worried about it.
I ain't worried about it.
I mean, you know, so that's kind of where we are. Like I said, I haven't been to the grocery store for several days. So I just went to the post office today to mail something, and it seemed not really that weird. It's like, yes, the traffic is a little bit lighter, but it's kind of like what traffic is like in the summertime, like when kids are out of school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It kind of looks like that.
I've said this a couple times before on the other show, but I just want to say it again. I think some of this shit's not going to go back to normal.
It probably won't. Like I said, you know, it's kind of sucks for like a lot of businesses that... Yeah. won't bounce back, but I do, it's weird to me how, I mean, I guess, like I said, because everything has been going, you know,
it's going this way anyway,
online anyway, it's really amazing to me how quickly, like, a lot of businesses adapted to, you know, like, I saw just before we started recording, like, even, like, non-essential shit, like, you know, Michael's, like, the craft store and stuff, they're like, they've already established, hey, order shit through our app, and, you know, we'll put it outside and you just come pick it, like, curbside pickup, so you don't have to come in the store and you don't have to, like, interact with people and shit like that.
Society and life is like a process of natural selection. And what's going to happen is that these companies that were having trouble are going to be forced to adapt. And then they're going to find out that the overheads are less if they just run an app and deliver. And if they get rid of brick and mortar or cut brick and mortar way down. And do certain, so they won't go back to normal. They're going to find out that, well, you know, it's cheaper to do this way. We made more money when we did it that way.
And most people are like, woohoo, I don't have to leave my house.
Right.
Because most people don't like to leave
their
house.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going
to
happen.
It's just, it sucks if you have to leave your house because of the job you have.
It's just kind of, and you know what I mean? They're already trying to figure out, well, that's more efficient, so that means there's less jobs out there. So they're trying to come up with that UBI, the Universal Basic Income. Trump called Yang in there. They're going to try to figure that out. Because... technology is going to make a bunch of people obsolete. And if they're not buying anything, that'll topple civilization. So you have to have people who aren't working have the ability to buy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to, have some kind of, and they have to have money to pay bills and stuff like that, or they'll start stealing shit.
Well, yeah.
As anyone would.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. They give a fuck about that. They give a fuck about what happens to an individual person. They only care about what happens to their industries.
Yeah, I know.
And if their customers all go vanish, their industry vanishes.
Yeah.
So paying people basically that universal basic income is the same as paying themselves because they know that you're going to spend it and give the money back to them anyway.
Yeah.
So to keep the money flowing, they're going to do that.
Yeah, because like I said,
I can tell you they're going to do
that. Nobody can buy shit if
AI and robots will replace so many people. You know what I mean? What are people going to do?
Yeah.
You know, and you're not going to be able to put that. You're not going to be able to put that on the taxpayer, because the only people paying taxes are the middle class. The rich don't pay taxes, and the poor don't pay taxes, and the middle class can't afford to pay for that because the middle class is shrinking. So where's this money going to come from? I'd take it from Wall Street. I'd make like a half a percentage transaction tax on every one of those Wall Street transactions. We got supercomputers, and it'd probably be able to pull so much money out of the damn Wall Street, nothing funny.
Like I said, they need to take it from people that can fucking afford it. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, those guys on Wall Street just...
Because they can't take it from my ass because I haven't got it.
Wall Street's really nothing but just an electronic casino, really. You know? So I just... There'd be ways... There's a lot of money out there. The working people don't have it.
Well, clearly.
But there's a lot of money out there that can... Yeah. That can, and you got to keep it circulating. If not, the whole house of cards falls. So there's no choice.
That's what I mean. It's like, I do feel like, you know, your big old one percenters and stuff like that, they kind of forget. It's like, you're sitting on top of a mountain here, and all this mountain is all these, like, fucking poor people. If all these poor people are gone, you're going to fall all the way down.
Yeah, if the poor people can't send that money upward, well, it's circulation, like blood circulating through a body, you know? And the problem is that a lot of that blood's being sent out of the country, and then it goes into, like, global corporations, and it's disseminated, and then it sometimes kind of flows back. It's just the system's going to have to fucking change.
But yeah, what I was reading earlier, because, you know, I was reading an article about, there's a blog called The Takeout, which I really like, which is like a food-related blog, because I'm, like, really interested in, like, food, you know, culturally and kind of history of food and stuff like that. And they were kind of trying to see both sides of the issue. It's like, should you get takeout or not? In the sense that, yes, you're putting people at risk, like, from the virus, like, making them come to your house and making them come to work and, you know, potentially passing the virus on. But then in another sense, if you don't get takeout from these restaurants that you like, then those restaurants might go out of business.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, I'm erring on the side of probably getting takeout is good if you like places enough to like support the businesses, because you have to think that the people that are working there, they need fucking money too. And it's like a lot of the, particularly people that work in the food industry, can't really afford to sit at home and not have a job.
As contagious as this shit is, if the data is correct, you're gonna catch it anyway.
That's what I mean. As long as you just take precautions,
just they're just trying to slow down the rate at which people catch
right.
it, so not everybody's sick at one time. That's all they're doing.
Right.
More, I think half of us at least are gonna catch this.
Probably, but so, like I said, most people won't even notice, or it'll just be like
most people that catch it won't give a shit that they caught it.
Yeah.
It's evidently not that bad for the average person.
Yeah.
Some people, depending on how much of that them damn virus particles you can get, because there's people shed particles. And if you get bombarded with those damn particles, you'll get really fucking sick.
Yeah.
I mean, super sick.
Which is why, like I said, I think it's really smart that they're just, like, limiting people's contact with one another. They're just trying to, like, mitigate it.
That young doctor that died in that Chinese hospital, he was surrounded by sick people. He was just being bombarded. And it killed him. He was a young, healthy dude.
Yeah.
You want to stay away from other people for a while.
Yeah. Which, you know.
And like you definitely want to stay away from a whole bunch of sick people. Hospital, man, be a bad place to be when that shit turned.
I feel bad for like the people that work.
That's why they were all in the bio suits.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Yeah,
because they're just going to be around it all day, every day.
Just bombarded and they, with it, like, we need radiation.
We need them, obviously, because you know they're nurses and doctors and stuff.
Yep.
But not fun for them. Not a fun time.
Biohazard like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So it's Friday, and even though you know we're like working at home, everyone's quarantined and stuff like that, but I do still like to, you know, do fun shit on Friday and do fun shit on the weekend just so I feel like I'm having something like a normal life.
Oh, we're going to drink.
Well, yeah.
We're going to drink
this
tonight.
Evening, we're definitely going to drink.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, I want to give a shout out. I'll probably give a shout out on the regular episode, too, whenever we record it. We'll probably record it tomorrow night, actually. I want to say thank you to Dominic, who sent me... I just got it, like, yesterday evening.
Sent me a Krussel Elvis movie.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see that, like, forever. I've never seen it. And sent me Hellraiser, and I'm, like, super, super excited. It's, like, the special edition.
Yeah, I've never seen the special edition.
I haven't either.
Yeah, and they were Blu-ray, too. Both of them, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm very excited. We're going to have to watch that.
We're going to watch them. I got a stack of movies this high people sent in.
Yeah, we got to watch the Elvis movie. We got to do...
Sophie sent us, too.
Yeah, that's right. We got to do Nice Guys, and what was the other one?
It was the one about that British thief.
That's right, yeah. So we got to watch that one, too. So, we're going to be, like, drinking and all kind of crap like tonight.
I'll be wrestling with the cat.
She
wrestles constantly while watching the movies. Trying to get me to roll her up in the damn carpet.
Isn't that the I have never seen, and I'm sure there's, like, other cats out there that are into this kind of stuff. I mean, she's not a baby anymore. Like, this summer she'll be three.
I got this carpet. It's like an Oriental
rug.
It's like an Oriental rug. I think it's probably
like
24 a prayer
by
36. It's probably a prayer rug. I don't use it as that, but it's probably a prayer
rug. It's not a prayer rug.
And she goes up there and starts attacking it because she wants me to put her on the end, and she waits patiently.
She lays down like a little
hot
dog.
Roll her up like a burrito, and then whoo, throw her out, and she comes rolling out and shit. And she goes, runs around, do it again, do it again.
And then she runs around the carpet with her little butt wagon.
Like that, you know? She loves that shit.
It's hilarious.
And I'll roll her up slowly, and I hear her, and they're going, meow, meow. And I'll look down through the end of the tube, how you doing? And she goes, meow. And then do it again. And then she runs around. Do it again. Do it again.
Yeah.
She's fucking hilarious.
Because she has like, you know,
like
she's
like a little kid.
She is. She's like a little, you know, she's a little Manx. So she just has that little stump of
the
a tail.
Sitting there wagging.
And it wags like a little puppy tail. Yeah. Like her whole little butt waggles like when she's all excited. Like,
and when I'm rolling, rolling her up, she's in there. Whoa's me. Whoa. No. Don't do it. No. I'm just going to roll her out. Ah, do it again.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey. And then she wants to immediately do it again. She is the craziest.
Yeah.
She loves like all kind of wrestling.
She'll jump on a damn rug and I'll start dragging a rug around and running around the house.
Magic
and she's
carpet.
Like fucking surfing on it. It's fucking hilarious. Got to get that on video. Put that on
the
show.
We did like a long time ago and I think you posted it on Facebook, but I don't know what happened to it. Like, it was probably, I don't know if it's in your tablet or something.
But I've never
somewhere seen
a cat that roughhoused like that and just like,
yeah, she's
the weirdest
into
cat.
It.
At,
she's like a little,
like a monkey.
She is, yeah. She's like a little monkey. And another thing she does, too, now that we're talking about cats, because we talked about Beijing on yesterday's show, another thing that she does, too, is that there is a little lizard that lives on our bathroom window.
Yeah,
and this same
screen in the window.
As far as I know, this same lizard has lived there for, like, at least 2 years.
Yeah, it's
gotten
big.
I didn't know they lived that long.
And there's a frog in there.
Oh, the frog lives. The frog is his roommate.
The tree frog.
It's a little tree frog lives in there as well.
Yeah.
But this lizard has lived there, and he's, like, pretty much always, except, you know, when he's out, you know, looking for food or whatever it is, it's like he's usually, like, sitting on other parts of the window. And Pookie is so excited. Which she'll run in the bathroom and she'll look up there like, is he home?
She watches it like television.
Yeah, she watches it like, so we call it like Pookie TV or like Lizard TV. Yeah. And then she'll like jump up on, because, you know, the bathroom window just has like this little narrow little ledge.
Yeah.
And she jumps up on the ledge and then, I don't know why she does this, but she goes like to the side because it's very narrow. And she takes one arm like and does it like this. And, like, tries to get the lizard.
Yeah, and the lizard looks at her.
And the lizard, like...
Can kind of see motion.
Yeah, can, like, tilt his head and, like, look like, what is that big monster doing?
The glass isn't clear.
It's like pebbled. It's like that pebble glass.
Bathroom glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like the lizard, like, seems like he can see her. And I think the lizard knows that she can't get him. Because he doesn't move. He just kind of, like, does his head, like, eh. You can't get me, you big monster on the other side of the glass.
It's ridiculous.
But she, I don't know why she does that weird, like, stretch arm, like backwards. She's, like, trying to get it. And then she's, like, scraping it. And I'm like, how many times have you tried to get it? You know you can't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know if she still thinks she can get it or if she's just trying to entertain herself.
It's part of the game.
Or what it is. But it's like... She tries to bring him in the house sometimes because she'll go out on the back porch and then she'll get one and then she tries to be all sneaky, but like she'll stick it in her mouth.
Yeah, and then run past me and I go,
and then when
I
you open
it,
the door,
I
she's like,
I gotta catch her. And then she lets the lizard go and I gotta catch the lizard in the house and then put her outside. She brought me a yellow bird, but she let go of it as soon as I opened the door and it flew off and she looked at me. Did you see it? I was like, yeah, it's did you see it?
The bird was okay. The bird was like
a little fish.
It was like flapping and it was like, help me.
Yeah, the bird was looking at me through the glass doors. I was like, get me out of here. And then,
oh my God.
And she relaxed her jaws and it took off.
Another thing she brought us this really gross, filthy
ball.
Tennis ball.
Tennis ball, yeah.
That was like, I'm pretty sure
she
it
got
was
it out
like
of the pond.
In a pond.
Yeah.
Or like, it's not really a pond. It's just kind of like, it's a glorified puddle, really. I guess
it's
kind of like
a
pond.
It's one of those...
like a little retention pond?
It's like a retention pond, and it's got fish in it. You can fish in it.
Oh, okay.
They all
got
fish in them.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, they got fish in them.
But yeah, so she was, I guess she was over there, like, sitting on the bank of it and was like, hey, free ball.
Yeah.
And then she brings it. It's, like, really gross and dirty and wet. And she just brought it back, and she still plays with it because she left it in the dirt, like, you know, the garden by the side of her.
Yeah, she brought it to me and showed it to me.
And now she, like, bats it
around.
We got to
stop talking about the cat, though. Is there anything else we need to tell these people?
I told them
I was going to walk them through the apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I'm going to walk you through it.
I guess it's Friday. We got to record some other stuff. We're going to record some the matinee show a little bit later, and probably tomorrow night, which is Saturday, we'll probably record the regular show. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.